We'd like you know that our house is in the middle of the street. Out there somewhere in Tucson.
It's a cul-de-sac. I'm going to give that away. It's a cul-de-sac.
Welcome to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith, Sandra, and Danielle Johnson. On our show today, we have John Spurr from Inspired Life Mortgage. He is actually the owner and CEO of the company. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. Yourself?
I think of the conglomerate, which is... It's Inspired Life Mortgage. You have Inspired Life Chiropractic. You're talking about doing loans and other
insurance.
Stuff. Doing insurance and everything else.
So we have what's called the Inspired Life Group. It's the actual parent company, and then everything falls underneath it.
Yeah, he's just what's called a conglomerate. Inspired Life Conglomerate Group.
I don't know if three make it a conglomerate. Maybe it does. It's at least a few.
How you been?
Great. Yourself?
I've been pretty good. We've been talking about the market for the last couple of months, and it seems as though we've been noticing things changing, and you keep telling everybody it's changing this way, it's changing that way. You don't have a crystal ball.
I have a recent experience of looking for tickets online, like Game Time, Tick Pick, and I feel like that you go on and look one day at the tickets, see if they've come down and they go up, and then you come back the next day and they go down. And the tickets that started at like $160 are now $600. I kind of feel like the mortgage industry works that same way.
No, I was just thinking about it because I have about 12,000 unread emails in my delete box, and those are those are literally all mortgage rate sheets and rate updates. And just this morning, I had probably 20 to 25 rate update emails in a 3-hour period. And the best part is you'd get XYZ lender saying rates are worsening. And 30 seconds later, I get an email from ABC lender, rates improving. Like, come on, guys, make up your mind. You're getting worse. You're getting better. And it just, we probably see a good 3 to 4 price changes a day right now because the market is moving that much.
Okay, well, Ticketmaster is doing the same thing. SeatGeek or whoever it is you use, same thing.
Ray was in my office Friday hanging out, and he goes, I'm not bringing anything up about rates because every time I think I see something good, you tell me it's bad. I'm just not even going to talk about it anymore.
I learned my lesson. Rely on the experts, and we have the expert here. Give us the update.
Give you the update?
For this time and before, whatever time it is you're sitting in your car, it's Saturday. It's going to be different on Monday.
The biggest thing I want to say about rates right now is what you're reading online is not correct. It's changing too quickly for it to be correct.
So by the time the ink dries on that electronic email, it's all news.
You know, this kid types it up, and it's probably a kid typing up has never even owned a house.
AI
generates it at midnight, and by the time you read it at 6 a.m., that information is outdated. It's worse than technology right now. I read a bunch of headlines this morning on mortgage rates, as I do all the time, because I like to know what's out there. And you know, there's one that says, what will the 8% rates do to the housing market? Rates hit 8%. And then I see 21-year high, 23-year high, 25-year high, highest rates in over 2 decades. Mortgage demand drops to lowest levels in 1995, which is a complete lie because we're only off 21% from 2020. And 2020 was record for the last 30 years. So right. I don't even know. AI really got that one wrong. You know, and then mortgage rates have a one-day record drop, which they did. I was super excited to come on the show because like 5 days ago, rates dropped the most they've ever dropped in a single day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have great news for Ray. And then the next day showed up.
Can we record the show early? Can we come record the show right now?
So the big thing about this, and it's kind of like when summer hits and we have record heat. You know, Monday it's 105, mm-hmm. it's record heat. Tuesday it's 106, it's record heat. Wednesday it's 107, it's record heat. Well, it went up a degree, and we're already breaking records. That's kind of what's happening with this whole 21-year high, 23-year high, 25-year high. Rates we're at the pinnacle of where rates have been for a very long time, and so just the smallest increase is a new record. But when you put in big, bold print, 25-year high, people click and they read. Mm-hmm. And so the point here is, don't get sucked into this. I quickly looked at rates before I left, and depending on the product and your credit score, we're somewhere between 7.5 and 6.125. Not the 8% that's flying across the screens right now when you search the word mortgage rates.
Mm-hmm. Is that with a buy down or is that before a buy down?
That would be a $5,000 origination.
Okay.
And the sixth and the eighth would be if you wanted to do a 5/1 ARM on FHA, which I don't think a 5-year ARM is a bad idea right now.
Could you explain, Pete, what ARM is?
Adjustable rate mortgage.
Thank you.
It's a scary word. It's one of the things that took down the mortgage industry. No, it did not.
So when we were looking at rates that were, you know, in the 2s and 3s and 4s, no one ever used the word ARM.
It wasn't even available. They didn't even. It wasn't a product we could even get. It wasn't because rates were already so low.
Right.
Essentially, it's fixed for the first 5 years. I don't have a crystal ball. There's a high probability that rates are going to come down in the next 5 years. So if you're fixed at 6.5, you have 5 years to wait for rates to come down and then refinance.
Mm-hmm. I want everybody to know that if you're not listening, just think about somebody crossing their fingers. A guy in the booth is crossing his fingers. I hope so. That's Tom. Tom to cross his fingers. I hope that happens.
I think the other reality that everybody's just got to understand, and we're our own worst enemy in this industry when it comes to this. It's like, oh, well, rates are going to come down, and we're sitting here like in 90 days are going to come down, and 6 months are going to come down, and they're not coming down. We're in this environment for probably all of 2024. The Fed has made that very clear with their new dot plot that they intend to keep rates higher for longer. And unless unfortunate catastrophic events happen, I'm not going to bring them up, this is the environment that we're going to be in for the foreseeable future. So waiting for rates to come down as the excuse to go buy a house is not a valid excuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when people that were waiting for prices to come down, they lost out on a great market, and now people waiting for interest rates to come down. If they did come down, all these buyers are going to hit the market at the same time, and your price is going to go up. It's like pick your poison, I guess. You may have to pay a little bit higher rate right now.
But your equity.
I'm not a big company, but I mean, Ray's been in there. You've been in my office. I have probably 25 to 30 people at any given time that are pre-qualified looking for a house. And I'm one loan officer of a lot of loan officers that are in the same boat. And there are probably a good 6,000 or 7,000 people in Tucson that are pre-qualified looking for a house, waiting for that rate to come down. And it's not going to take much. They get, you know, a 30-year fix gets to 6.5, 6%. You are all going to be fighting over the limited inventory, and the bidding wars are going to start again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, when is that 1% drop in rate going to happen?
So the advice you've given us in the past, you marry the house.
Date the rate and marry the house. I mean, I'm waiting for you guys to bring up the question, is it a good time to buy? Because you already know my answer to that one.
Well, we don't have enough time before the break to ask the question, but maybe we'll ask that when we come back.
If you're here on the I Am Real Estate Show with Danielle, Ray, and Sandra, we're here with John Sparrow of Inspired Life Mortgage. Of course, you know he is the CEO, and his company's been in Tucson for almost...
Five years.
5 years, and yep. You've been in the industry for...
31. 32. I had another birthday, 32.
Oh, man, 32 years. Looking to buy or sell your home, or if you have any questions concerning real estate, please call the Johnson Smith team at 520-850-1725 or 520-904-7711 or 520-373-6864. We're back. You are listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray, Sandra, Danielle, and we have our great lender from Inspired Life Mortgage, who's John Spur, who is the CEO. And I'll have Danielle ask the most important question we've been waiting to ask, John.
Is now a good time to buy a house?
It's always a good time to buy a house.
Okay, that's the end of the show. Okay, I'll see you next week.
Well, that was quick. We still got 8 minutes and 50 seconds. What are we going to do now? Yes, it is always a great time to buy a house, in my opinion. You guys have heard me say this time and time again. The richest families in the country made their money on steel, oil, or real estate. And we don't have steel here, and we don't have oil here. But we got land, and we have real estate. The way I look at it, and not because I'm trying to sell houses or sell a mortgage, if you can afford the payment, regardless of what rates are today, invest in yourself. Stop investing in your landlord. You guys have heard me say it time and time again, if you're renting, your interest rate's 100%. So,
right.
7.5 is a lot lower than 100% rate. But there's other things we've talked about that people don't realize is, you know, the equity you're going to gain in the property by owning real estate, and then the fact that you're paying the principal balance down. And that's where I think Sandra said it, I've said it, a lot of agents say there's a cost of waiting.
There is a huge cost sometimes.
I don't know. What are we thinking? 3% appreciation this year?
I think so. I think that's the number that I've seen recently.
On a $300,000 home, if you had bought it in January, in theory, by December, it's worth $309,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you buy a $300,000 home, put your 3.5% down, you're going to be paying about $180 to $190 a month that first year towards your principal. So there's another $1,300, $1,400. So in 1 year, if you didn't buy at the beginning of January, by December, you've left about $14,000 on the table in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had people have been waiting around for 2 and 3 because, oh, home values are going to drop.
And the thing is, I like to remind people that it's a team process to getting that done. You have your lender, you have your real estate agent together trying to make sure you get what you want and trying to provide the seller and the buyer with a win-win situation. So it's all about you making that decision to get off the fence and come see what we're talking about and come see if we're right. I mean, when we sit there and look at the numbers and we get you with the friend, the lender, and then we go and find you something, and then a year later, you can come back on the show and say, hey, that didn't work for me, but I guarantee you, you'll be like, oh yeah, I did. I'm glad I did that. Because I don't think anybody who went through this process said, I'm sad I did that when they
put it. I was going to say, I feel really lucky that we've been in the industry at the time that we have, because we have seen so many people that have improved their financial health through homeownership, whether they were a short-term, you know, buying just because they needed a place to live and they liked what they could buy better than what they could rent, or people that have maybe, you know, sold their dream home to be able to retire because that was an option that they had and their life changed. We have just seen some of the biggest blessings to people's lives through the ownership of real estate. And I think it's a great thing.
There's a really simple piece to it. I mean, think of the number of people we put in houses in 2020, 2021 that were renters, but rent hadn't skyrocketed yet. But we put them into a house in a 30-year fix and we fixed that payment. So, and just one more benefit to owning a home, right, is it fixed your living expenses. In 6 months, people are still going to be raising rents.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to continue to raise rents.
Ooh, I have a plan.
Wait. Raise hands in the air. Hold on. Everybody stop.
I have a plan. What if we get all the people who bought and we sold houses to in the 2 years to go around talking to rental people and tell them, this is what I did. Look how much money I've made in 2 years. I was you 2 years ago, and now I'm here. And we said, let's go to all the rental places and have our clients sit there and just hold up a sign. I used to be that. Now I have this.
It sounds like a great plan, Ray.
We support you 100%.
I mean, I understand like 2/3 of your day you don't do anything, so you just found something to do.
Ouch.
You know, that's a big part of it too, is as people are renting, they're looking at it as, well, this year I think I can afford this payment, and so they're getting into a place that they can afford. And what I'm seeing a lot is people that are saying, I can't afford this now that the rent has gone up, so now I have to move into something else. And they're having to move into something that's a little bit smaller that doesn't meet their needs as well. And then, I mean, you know, the next year it may be happening again where now they're moving down again. When you buy your first home, it doesn't have to be that dream home. Mm-hmm. It's a home that is going to meet your needs enough, you know, just like when you're getting an apartment, it's something that's going to meet your needs enough, but it allows you to save up money and to save that equity in the home, so that when you're in a position where you need to move up, you can. It gives you that power.
Let's simplify this. There's a reason we have a term first-time home buyer, because you end up buying a second one and a third one and a fourth one, which means your first home is not your forever home. It's, as you said, a stepping stone, right? It's a tool that you're going to live in for 3 to 5 years, get some appreciation, pay the principal balance down, and then take that money and wrap it into the next house. I mean, good grief. I'm finally in the house that, you know, you guys have heard us say they're going to take us out of this thing in a hearse. but I mean, I've owned homes for 30 years. This is the 7th or 8th house that is my primary residence. It took that long to get to the one that was the dream home.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. And my thing was that the first step in home ownership is you. It's going to the lender and understanding what your buying power is. And you just have to take that step. And it's a little step. And it's only a 5-10 minute conversation with you to see where you stand. If we had to go dig deeper in it, you're willing to go and do that. But at least you know from the first step.
I think the other part that's important about this process, and I think a lot of people don't understand this, is none of us in this room get paid until you have the keys to your house. I don't make anything up front. I don't charge anything up front. All of these conversations and everything, there's no cost until we get the loan closed. You guys don't make anything. You know, the first expense is paying for the appraisal, at which point you're under contract, right?
Right.
So yeah. It's not a cost for you to come and have a conversation.
Right.
And a lot of times we'll be working with clients and they'll say, well, we don't want to waste your time. And they don't understand that it's not a waste of our time, that it's part of the process. It may be a 2-week process to find a house. It may be 6 months. It may be that 2 years. And we're there for the long haul. And so we just want to get the process started. Until you understand where you're at, you can't move forward.
We just recorded today on a transaction for some individuals who are buying a second home out here, eventually be their retirement home.
Mm-hmm.
9 months. 9 months ago is when I took their initial application. They made 20-something offers on properties.
Wow.
That's the process sometimes. That's mm-hmm. not the process every time, but it's never, I never think of it as a waste of time because I look at this as an opportunity, as you said, to help somebody's financial situation mm-hmm. and put them in a home. And if that means it's a 2-year journey to get you where you're a homeowner, then it's a 2-year journey. If it's 30 days, great. It was easier for me. But mm-hmm. it's never a waste of time to start the conversation.
I Absolutely. See a lot of people, too, that will say they have really low credit. And instead of making the decision to then start working on their credit to have something better later by talking to a professional, they kind of take on this, I have bad credit, and I'm always going to have bad credit. And all it takes is understanding what you can do with what you have now and then making that plan and moving forward. And so that first phone call is the call to John. How can I improve my credit?
Yeah, we're going
to
take John, we're going to take a break right now, and then we're going to talk about bad credit and how you can help people with their bad credit. I think they need to know that there is a process and there is someone there who's on their team. You're here with the I Am Real Estate Show on 10:30 a.m. The Voice. We'll be back with more of the show in a second.
Welcome back to the show. We're here with John Spurr from Inspired Life Mortgage and just wanting to talk a little bit about credit.
Yes, credit. Ironically, Thursday was National Get Smart About Your Credit Day.
I think
so
we should just have...
if you didn't do it yet, now's your chance.
Right, it's right. Not too late, but I would be happy with just National Get Smart Day, but I love Get Smart With Your Credit, too.
I mean, I really like where you're going with this, but I think it's a tall order. yes, credit. Danielle, we're at the break, we were talking about individuals saying they're having a hard time getting into apartments because of credit, people with low credit scores. I have seen things online about how you can fix your credit quickly, and that process is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
A quick fix is expensive. You have to pay a company, or you have to come to somebody like me and pay us to fix it. And it's only going to be good for that one transaction.
I was going to say, now you're saying pay you to fix it, but you're not charging people to fix their credit like companies that it's their business.
No, it would be the fact that each trade line that we're going to get updated for you when you pay it down or do whatever we need to fix it, they're going to charge $90 to update that one credit file for that credit report. Whereas 30 to 90 days is going to update on its own.
Mm-hmm.
So I like talking to people. Ideally, if you think you're going to buy a house in the next 6 months, I need to talk to you now and start the process now, because that gives us 30 to 90 days to fix anything we need to fix on credit. And then the 30 to 90 days that are needed to go look at all the houses, find the one you like, negotiate, deal with repairs, if there are repairs and all that stuff, and get it closed. So mm-hmm. if you're looking to buy a house in April or May, I need to be on the phone with you now, not in February.
And if you stumble into the perfect home, you can always accelerate that.
Absolutely.
If it makes financial sense to do that.
Absolutely. I'm not saying that this process is 6 months. If you have to move in 30 days and you found the perfect house, we can get it done. But ideally, if we want to be able to put you in the best possible position, it's a 6 month process. It should be a 6 month process. Give mm-hmm. us a chance to help you get where you need to be so you can qualify for more home or qualify for a lower payment and get the best possible rate that you can get based on your credit profile.
I think if you start just looking at your budget too, a lot of people don't realize how much money that is just discretionary, I guess, and that they're not paying attention to. And there may be money that by adjusting your lifestyle a little bit might get you in a better position by just sitting down and starting to look at your finances.
Are you talking like a $10 coffee every day and a $20 value meal every day for lunch? That type
don't
of
judge.
Budgeting?
Don't judge, John.
Stop talking about me.
Yes, I've heard the latte factor, right? As it was a book, and it is. It's a lot of money if you're talking $10 a day, whether it's takeout or coffee. It does add up. And it is a choice that you're making. You're just not consciously making the choice. If you sit down, Ray and I did this where we sat down and went to a cash system just to find out where our money was going. And I found it, I always hated the B word. It's like, I don't want to be on a budget. I don't want anybody telling me where I can't spend money. But it was kind of a change in a mindset.
It was
an
eye opener. It's an eye opener to find out.
Plan. Yeah.
Yeah, spending plan. I think they said don't use budget, use a spending plan. And then it just makes you feel good when you're sitting there and start looking at it. But when you realize how much you're spending and you stop doing it for a couple of months, you're like, wow, man, this is really, really good. Yeah. And at that time, now you're used to living that way. And if you're trying to get your credit score, that's when you give John a call and say, okay, I think I have a spending plan. I've saved this much more that I can put in towards my the things that are causing my credit to be bad. How do we move forward?
Mm-hmm. And I've seen, and John, you can speak to this, people that have made significant changes in their spending because they had a goal of providing their family a home.
We had the borrowers last year that bought that little condo on 22nd Street. I mean, these people were going to get into a house one way or another. There was no way they weren't going to. And I think it was probably a 6 or 7 month process. They changed their spending habits. They moved into a relative's house. They saved up money. She went back to work. I mean, they were getting into a house and they mm-hmm. were going to make it happen. And they did. And they budgeted and they changed their lifestyle and they're homeowners. So I think anybody can do it if they truly want to do it. There are certain things in my life I don't want to give up, but I would give them up if it would allowed me to do this other thing over here that I really want, mm-hmm. right? You had mentioned, Danielle, about people just, what they believe is bad credit, or they think their credit score is too low. And the reality of it is if your credit score is 580 or higher, you can get into a house today. Not going to be the best rate because score definitely drives the rate that you're going to get. But mm-hmm. a 580 credit score is enough to get into a home. 640 is going to be a significantly better rate. 700 is going to be an even better rate. But I don't want people to think that if you're under a 700 credit score, you can't buy a house. That's not the situation.
I'm wondering too about the credit monitoring. As you've mentioned, when you pay something off, that it could take 30 to 90 days for it to come off your credit and to see those changes. My bank has this credit monitoring something, and it notifies me pretty regularly of credit changes. Are those, I feel like they change more than every 30 days. I could be wrong, but are those quick reflections of what's happening, or are they not quite as accurate as getting the actual report?
So here's the fun thing about especially credit cards. You charge all month. And every time you charge, your balance goes up. It reports the next day, reports the next day, reports the next day, reports the next day as your balance goes up. You make your payment. It takes them a good 2 weeks to reflect that payment on your credit report. And it depends on when you make the payment and when the reporting cycle is. So they have no problem showing your balance going up on your credit report on a daily basis, but they sure as heck take their sweet time showing it going down. And that's why it can take 30 to 90 days to get that credit score to update, especially if you paid off multiple accounts. If you paid off four accounts to get your credit score to update and two report in September and the other two don't report until October, it's going to be November before you see that significantly better score.
Good to know.
When we come back from the break, I'd like to talk a little bit about the first-time home buyer programs that you have available. And then also, if somebody's working, owns a company or is working for a company that would like to see this as an employee benefit to be able to own a home, let's talk about that.
You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Danielle Johnson. We're glad you're here. We hope you're going to stay for a little bit longer. And this is the last segment. And we hope we've been bringing you as much information as possible about lending. We want to hear you give us a call. Hey, John, how can I get a hold of you?
520-247-3610.
Say it again.
520-247-3610.
Okay, guys, one more segment. Stay with us. Thank you, everybody, for staying with for the last segment. You're here with the I Am Real Estate Show team. We're the Johnson Smith team with Indy Realty. And we have John Spurr, who is the Inspired Life Mortgage CEO and best lender in the Southern Arizona. That's based on Ray Smith's opinion. So just in case you were wondering. I want to make sure we put a bunch of caveats in here just in case somebody say something.
Like, can we say that on the air? I don't know. Do we have any proof for that? We have personal experience. So personal that's a testimony.
For some reason, there are certain laws that get mad when I say best in anything. So
yeah. Yes, we feel the same way in our industry too. Cash out refis. Give me a story.
I'm seeing a lot more of them. But I'm going to share a quick story with a couple that just closed recently, and they have been struggling to pay their credit card debt. Mm-hmm. They had cards that were anywhere between 21 and 30%, and there were a lot of them. A couple of years ago, they had some medical issues and had to rely on the credit cards to take care of the medical issues. And back then, the rates on them weren't horrible. It was manageable. But they just didn't want to touch that low 3% rate they had on their mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And it finally was able to get to resonate with them. It's like, which is cooler? To tell your friends that you have, you know, a 3% rate on your house, or continue to try to make $5,000 a month worth of credit card payments and lose the house because you can't afford to make the payments and you file bankruptcy? And I'm not encouraging every person out there to go refinance their house and get rid of their low rate. But if you're in a similar situation where these raising rates on short-term debt has just gotten out of control and your monthly payments are getting to a point where it's squashing the budget, it may be time to look at, how do we tap that equity in your house? What mm-hmm. are the options to touch the equity in your house? Although their mortgage payment went up and their interest rate went up, their monthly outgo went down $4,000 a month, and now they have breathing room. Wow. So there are options if short-term debt and unsecured debt payments have gone through the roof. If you're a homeowner, let's look at the equities in your house.
And they still have a house.
And they still have their house.
If they're paying $4,000 a month less, they could be taking some of that money to pay down the mortgage faster. I mean, there are so many options of what you can then do with that money that is no longer going to credit card interest rates.
Well, and on some of their cards, the monthly payment wasn't even covering the interest anymore.
Wow.
Question for you, and maybe you don't know the answer to, but I'm trying to understand, if you have a rate for a card and it says 3% and you have that 3%, they just can go up anytime they want, or you have to make a mistake and then it goes up?
Most credit cards are a variable rate, and then they have a default rate. And once you've defaulted, it goes to that default rate and stays. And most default rates are in the 30s.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's a really slippery slope, I think. Once you're in a position where your finances are tight, all of a sudden now you're facing a payment going up drastically. And it's when you need the help, it's too late.
And the one thing you want to avoid, and please avoid, if you're getting to that point where you don't think you can make a payment, let's look at the equity in your house as quickly as possible. Because once you've missed a payment on a credit card, your score will drop 100 points instantly.
Right.
It will tank. And then we have a whole other problem to deal with.
Right. That's some great advice. I wanted to ask you about first-time homebuyer programs and just give us a quick answer on that, because I know we have a lot still to cover today.
You know, there's a lot of first-time homebuyer programs out there. I have access to one that I like, and it's a grant And it's not a, it's down payment assistance, but it's a grant. It's not a secondary loan. It's mm-hmm. actual free money. This one's 3.5% towards your down payment on FHA, which will cover your entire down payment for FHA. You don't owe the money back. And it actually, it's for first time home buyers, anybody in the military, first responders, teachers, or anybody in the medical field. And it has no income restrictions.
Active or retired military?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah. And it has no income restrictions, which is usually not heard of on a program like this. So,
yeah.
And the rates are the same as if you were doing a regular FHA loan. So it doesn't even have higher rates. So it's a great program. One of the reasons I signed up for it is because I can actually get behind it and support it.
Now, if someone had a company, we mentioned that before going in the on break, if someone had a company that they wanted to help with employee retention and maybe bring a program to their employees, can they pair that with a down payment assistance like what you're talking about?
Absolutely. And home buyer assistance programs from employers have become something pretty big on the East Coast. It hasn't been as readily available out here, but it is something they're doing on the East Coast. It's an added benefit that doesn't necessarily cost an employer something monthly, but it is a great tool to retain or recruit talent. And it can be something as simple as the employer paying their appraisal, or it can be something as extravagant as contributing to their down payment and closing costs. But they can absolutely pair this with a down payment assistance program.
And you're willing to bring that to up to any kind of business interested in that and showing them how we can make that happen, be that part of the, be a part of their package, the benefit package.
No, absolutely. I mean, I have studies that have show that, you know, employees are more productive when they own a home, when they can live closer to work, when their employer is vested in them and helping them on that first time home buying process, it actually builds a stronger bond. I mean, we do all sorts of different things for our employees that are outside of the regular benefit package in helping them with things in their life they need help with individually. Mm-hmm. And it makes a huge difference. They're loyal and they love working for us. And it's a cheaper way of building that loyalty than going and finding a benefit package for health insurance that they may not even want or need.
Right. No, I think it's a fantastic thing. If you have any interest in exploring that, our Johnson Smith Real Estate team would love to sit with you and bring John in and talk about what we can do to help make that happen, and some benefits of working with us as well. And you can email Johnson Smith at indie-realty.com and just shoot us an email, and we'll set up a time to do that and look at what that could look like. We can come to you, you can come to us, either way.
With that being said, I thought this is October, and I thought of this thing called a Die November.
Yeah.
And I would really like to discuss that because between John and Danielle, they have some great ideas for this year coming in Die November. So please, guys, I'll leave the floor to you guys to talk about it.
So I've been doing Die November with my kids for a few years now, and it's a really cool bonding experience for my family. Honestly, we get a lot of crazy things that the dinosaurs do, and my kids do still fully believe that the dinosaurs do it themselves. So it is not me. This stuff happens overnight, and so it's a lot of fun. But this year we are going to step it up a notch, and John also in the office, they're going to have some interesting and fun dinosaur things. We have a dinosaur who, during the month of Die November, which, if you don't know, more dinosaurs buy houses in Die November than any other month.
I did not know that.
Yeah, interesting fact. So we're going to go ahead and take a dinosaur through a transaction and show how he gets his house. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be really cool. So if you want to join us, make sure you find us. The dinosaur who's going to be getting his house, all of that is going to be posted at Danielle Indie Realty. So you can look on Facebook or Instagram at Danielle Indie Realty. And then you can also, if you want to join in dinosaur fun, you can do a hashtag Dinovember with Danielle, and we can share ideas and see some of the crazy things that our dinosaurs are doing.
Yeah, so I think this is kind of like Elf on a Shelf.
I hate that comparison because Elf on the Shelf is not nearly as fun.
Yeah. Oh,
Dinovember is so much more fun.
So the dinosaurs come out and do mischievous things at night. A lot of people have never heard of Dinovember.
Hey, John, I thought that
They also have same tea dinosaur parties.
You're going to make them healthy. The same dinosaur, you're going to try to get them to be healthy.
Well, yeah. And the other part I'm going to say is Danielle put together these great Dinovember starter kits, which I know you're going to be handing out. But we have a bunch at the office, which you're more than welcome to come by and get your free one. But my wife owns Inspired Life Chiropractic, and the girls at the front desk, we call them the littles because they're young and they're small. But they've decided
I can never work at your front desk. Is that what you just said?
No, that's not what I said. That is how you took it. They are going to be taking a Dino family through their health and wellness journey in the chiropractic office over the month. And it'll be from their first new visit to all the different modalities that we offer. And hopefully by the end of their wealth and health and wellness journey, they're going to be running their first Dino 5K. So we're just going to have some fun with it.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Ray just can't control himself.
So Dinovember starter kits are available at Indy Realty.
And you can call me if you'd like to meet me there. I can sit down and talk to you a little bit more about it. But the starter kit does explain what it is and how to get started and has a couple little dinosaurs to get you going for the first couple days.
You can also pick those up at Inspired Life Chiropractic.
What's your address?
The address is 1951 North Wilmot. We are on the second floor of Building 1.
So when you leave Costco, it's just right down the street.
Yep, when you leave Eastside Costco, and everybody goes to Eastside Costco, let me tell you, because I see the traffic from my window going to Eastside Costco all the time.
And what's our address?
We'll also have those available today at the car show, the Gregory School. It's actually the Tucson Rotary Club car show that is located at Gregory School. So you can pick those up at our table there as well.
And if you'd like to pick them up at Indy, you can come to our office. Give me a call first if you'd like to meet me, 520-373-6864. And our address, we're right across from Udall Park, 7255 East Tankaverde Road.
And I'd say, well, we should recognize like the best dinosaur mischief.
Oh, yeah. I can share some good dinosaur mischief. Yeah, make sure you do the hashtag Dinovember with Danielle. And yeah, we'll get some of that out there.
And at this point, we just want to say thank you to all of our sponsors, John with Inspired Life Mortgage, Indy Realty, Rego Pest, Pioneer Title. Did I miss anybody, guys?
Yes, Power Solar.
Oh, Power Solar. Yeah, we don't want to forget them. If it wasn't for them, we couldn't do what we're doing here. So we want to thank them and ask that you give them an opportunity to give you a quote and help you out.
Thank you, everybody. We hope you have a good Saturday, and I hope it's sunny, is nice, and 101 minus 10 degrees out there.
Come see us at the car show.
Yeah, come see us at the car show. We hope to see you there.